Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. Holy cow, am I excited about today's episode, because we're going to be talking about a life trait that almost all happy people exhibit, that when you apply it to your business and your entrepreneurial life, you're going to live a happier entrepreneurial life. You're going to have more happy customers and clients. You're going to make more money. It's a win for everybody. You're going to be more stress-free. I'm excited to share this one with you. Without further ado, let's dive in. All right, so this life trait took me probably quite some time to learn in my own personal life, and definitely in my entrepreneurial life, it's a lesson that comes with entrepreneurial maturity. So the goal of today's episode is really for you to shortcut your entrepreneurial maturity. And when you're in times of crisis, when you're in times of your sales process, that's when you'll find that this trait is particularly important. You'll think of this episode, you'll think of this lesson, and you'll say, you know what? I'm going to be a mature entrepreneur, and I'm going to get through this with grace. And so let's talk about this life trait, because consistently, even outside of entrepreneurship, and you know how much I love these Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes, because a lot of them are about life. Quite frankly, a lot of entrepreneurship is about life, and that's why I love talking about business. I would actually argue that us as entrepreneurs, we experience emotions at a rate of 10 times normal people. When we're building our own business, we feel happiness 10 times as much as normal people. We feel sadness 10 times as much as normal people. So I love us entrepreneurs out there. Kudos to you for tuning into the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But let's talk about that life trait. I'm going to reveal it pretty early on, and then we're going to talk about it. Here's the thing. Happy people in life, quite consistently, I notice, give people the benefit of the doubt. And you might be thinking to yourself, Brian, that can't be what today's episode is about. It's about just giving people the benefit of the doubt. But it is. And I'm going to tell you why, because I've been on both sides of this coin as an entrepreneur. And of course, as a human, I think we've all been on both sides of this coin of giving people the benefit of the doubt. Now, here's the thing. As entrepreneurs, I've said this a million times, and I promise you, I'm going to say it a million times more, that the money is in the follow-up. So particularly this manifests itself when it comes to sales. So if you've been in any sort of sales arena, if you've tried to sell to a customer or a client, you've inevitably noticed that sometimes things happen. Life gets in the way. They don't show up to a phone call that they had scheduled with you. They don't respond to your email in a timely fashion, or at all. It happens to every single person on the planet. Or they're being iffy with you, or they seem a little bit standoffish, or they seem disinterested, or they seem very short with you. There's a million things that can happen over the course of closing a new customer or client. And that's where, in swoops, this amazing life trait, this amazing characteristic that you can develop as a person and as an entrepreneur, which is giving people the benefit of the doubt. And I say that because you never know what's happening on the other side of that email, on the other side of that phone call, on the other side of that sales conversation. You don't know what the other person is going through. And even if they're very standoffish with you, even if they're very cold with you, you and them would both benefit by you giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to tell you how I've seen this on the receiving side, where maybe people didn't necessarily give me the benefit of the doubt. And ultimately that meant that it cost them sales, or it cost them my help, or it cost them who knows, whatever the heck that they were looking for. What's up, Nelia? Shout out to Nelia Hutt, who's tuning in live. So for you podcast listeners, I do want to throw it out there. I've said this before. Add me as a friend on Facebook or follow me on Facebook. I do live stream a lot of these episodes on video, so you can get a sneak preview of these before they air on the podcast. But let's jump back into the episode. Sorry, this is just my real live plug for you to add me on Facebook so we can actually interact during these. So I've had people before who have reached out to me. Let's just go with the assumption of trying to sell something to me. Maybe a service that I initiated the sales process for because I really needed their help and I wanted to hire them. And depending on what time of the year it is, depending on what I've got going on, I always have so many different things that I'm working on, so many different projects. And as a result of that, it means I don't always immediately reply to my emails. Now, there's two types of entrepreneurs that know how to respond to that. There's the type of entrepreneur that just quits and 6 months down the line, they'll just be like, hey, you never replied to me. Or the second type of entrepreneur is the one who gives people the benefit of the doubt. And when you do this, when you practice this, it shows in your communications. It shows in your outreach. It shows in your sales. It shows in your marketing, because those entrepreneurs always come back with love. They come back with giving the benefit of the doubt. They come back by saying, hey, maybe you were super busy. Maybe you were traveling. Maybe who knows what was happening, but I just wanted to follow up with you. Do you want to continue this conversation? And consistently, it's those entrepreneurs who practice this trait, who have this characteristic, that close more sales. Now, I've seen this a million times before with newer entrepreneurs, and that's why I talk about entrepreneurial maturity so much, because we do mature not only as people, but as entrepreneurs. I think that's why entrepreneurs who have been in the game for so long have a big advantage. They've got a big leg up over newer entrepreneurs. Even if those entrepreneurs are older, have an incredible professional career, there's certain things that come with entrepreneurial maturity. And I want you to adapt this trait here today, because it leads to more sales, inevitably. Because when you give people the benefit of the doubt, it always ends up with closer and deeper human connection. And like I say so frequently on these Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes, this transcends entrepreneurship. Think about at the grocery store. If your grocery store cashier is incredibly rude to you, just give them the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, I hope your day turns out better, because I've come in here multiple times before and I always see how happy you usually are. So I hope your day turns out better, or you have a better tomorrow. Just give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what happened to them. Maybe somebody passed away. Maybe their dog got run over by a car. Maybe they just flunked their latest exam in school. Quite frankly, you don't know. And that's why we as humans, we have the option. We as entrepreneurs, we have the option of giving people the benefit of the doubt or assuming the worst. And I guess at the crux of today's episode is that when you assume the worst, when you go the negative way instead of the benefit of the doubt, it never works out well for entrepreneurs. And so, particularly in your sales, always follow up with people. Let them off the hook. Here's a story for you as someone being on the receiving end of a lot of requests, a lot of podcast pitches, a lot of entrepreneurial pitches, a lot of people asking for different things from me. Is the people who let me off the hook because they give me the benefit of the doubt, the people who aren't demanding of, well, dude, why didn't you answer within 48 hours? Why didn't you answer within a week? Those are the people who, when they come back with love and with gratitude and with giving me the benefit of the doubt, they're not looking for an explanation. They're saying, look, I'm sure you were busy. I'm just bringing this back to the top of your inbox. Those are the people that always get responses. Those are the people that always get what they ask for. Those are the people that good things always happen to. And so if you've ever looked at people and said, gosh, everybody likes that person, good things always happen to that person, I'm willing to bet that this is one trait that that person exhibits. And the good news about this trait is that it's easily replicable. And you can start using this trait to your advantage literally today. It's that easy. And that's why I'm doing an entire podcast episode about it. That's why you and I are sitting here. I'm pumping through your headphones, your car speakers, or your Bluetooth speakers. That's why I'm telling you, give people the benefit of the doubt. As an entrepreneur, it works out all the time. Give your business partners the benefit of the doubt. Give your existing customers and clients the benefit of the doubt. Give your angry customers the benefit of the doubt. If somebody's pissed off at you, if somebody is being incredibly rude to you, be honest with them and give them the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, I don't feel like you're being the nicest right now, but it's okay. Maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe you are truly unhappy with what happened here. But I want to make it right. and I want to make you happy. So let's talk about how we can make that happen. Be transparent while giving them the benefit of the doubt. Everybody appreciates that. There's not a single human being on the planet who will get upset with you or angry with you if you give them the benefit of the doubt. I've already used the example of sales. It truly is so powerful. Start giving people the benefit of the doubt. It's a simple concept and a very simple trait, but holy cow, is it important for us to have as entrepreneurs. And it's not always the easiest. When people are rude to us, when people are mean to us, when people are demanding of us, when people are relentlessly ignoring us, for example, it's easy to make yourself the victim. It's easy to think mean, evil things about the person on the other side. But just take a deep breath, take a step back from the situation, and start practicing giving people the benefit of the doubt. That's it for me today. I hope this episode does a couple things for you. I hope it inspires you to give people the benefit of the doubt in business and in life. And I hope it eases a lot of the stress on you, because so often as entrepreneurs, we do assume the worst. We do assume, nobody wants to open my emails. Nobody wants to get on the phone with me. Nobody wants to show up to this event that I'm hosting. Nobody wants to buy my products or service. Take all that pressure off yourself. And give the people on the other side the benefit of the doubt. Life happens. Maybe they're busy. Maybe something happened. Give them that benefit of the doubt. That's it for me today. We've got awesome episodes coming up on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Make sure you pound that subscribe button wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. I see so many of you listeners are starting to tune in on Spotify, which makes me very happy to see Spotify growing as a podcasting platform. So if you're a big Spotify user and you haven't subscribed to the show on there just yet, head on over to Spotify, search for the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, pound that subscribe button. And the final thing I'm going to leave you with today is, if you're not coming to my monthly live office hours, you are crazy. It's a place where we all just hang out on Zoom. It's super informal, super casual, super inspiring, super informative. There's always incredible entrepreneurs on there. There's also a ton of wantrepreneurs on there who haven't even made their first dollar. So come show up, learn with us, share with us. I'm going to give you the platform if you want it. There's no peer pressure for you to even talk. You could just come hang out and learn from myself and other wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. So if you do want to come to my live monthly office hours on Zoom, just go to joinofficehours.com. Takes 2 seconds. joinofficehours.com. I'd love to see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you as always every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.